This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands are still trying to flee Sudan amid Saudi and U.S. brokered peace talks in Jeddah. Michael Atit reports from Port Sudan.
A truce between the two sides remains officially in place, but eyewitnesses in Khartoum told VOA they heard renewed gunfire and an airstrike in the city Monday in and around the downtown area. Sudanese citizens are watching the talks in Jeddah with a mix of hope and skepticism. An Arab Foreign Ministers Summit held on Sunday in Cairo called for a complete ceasefire in Sudan. The meeting also formed a committee composed of Egypt and the Arab League to find a way to halt the fighting. Michael Atit for VOA News, Port Sudan.
The people killed by a gunman.
President Joe Biden is set to meet with congressional leaders on proposals to lift the debt ceiling. This is while the Republicans have insisted on budget cuts before such a deal could be struck. While White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden remains steadfast on raising the debt ceiling with no conditions.
The president is not going to, change course here. We've been very, very clear that they need to do their job.
Analysts say there is no easy endgame ahead of a June 1st deadline to raise the debt ceiling or risk default altogether. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, his government is expelling a Chinese diplomat whom Canada's spy agency alleged was involved in a plot to intimidate an opposition lawmaker and his relatives in Hong Kong. The Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly says Canada has declared Toronto-based diplomat Zhao Wei persona non grata. This is VOA News. In Nigeria, the war between Islamist militants and the government is contributing to more food shortages. Timothy Obiezu reports for VOA.
More than 700,000 kids in Borno, Adamawa, and Yobe states suffer from severe acute malnutrition, according to the United Nations. The UN says the situation could get worse between June and September, the so-called hunger gap period when food stocks from the previous harvest traditionally run out. Last year's bumper harvest was disrupted by Nigeria's worst flooding in a decade. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Maiduguri, Borno State, Nigeria.
Palestinian officials say Israel killed three senior Islamic Jihad commanders in Gaza airstrikes as the Israeli military confirmed it was carrying out an operation against the group before dawn Tuesday. Medics said at least six Palestinians were killed in the airstrikes, three of whom were civilians and several more wounded. The Israeli military said it targeted three senior commanders of the Islamic Jihad, the second most powerful armed group in the Hamas-ruled blockaded coastal enclave. Two Islamic Jihad sources confirmed the deaths. Donald Trump's absence from a trial where Royal writer E. Jean Carroll accuses him of rape and defamation shows that he did it. That's according to a lawyer for Carroll on Monday. While Trump's lawyer told jurors the case was outrageous, Reuters' Ryan Chang reports.
Lawyer Mike Ferrero told jurors, quote, "He never looked you in the eye and denied raping Miss Carroll," adding, quote, "You should draw the conclusion that that's because he did it." 79-year-old Carroll sued 76-year-old Trump, alleging he raped her in a Manhattan department store in 1995 or 1996, and then defamed her by denying it happened in an October 2022 post on Trump's Truth Social platform. In that post, he called her claims a complete con job and a hoax and a lie. Trump waived his right to testify at trial and opted not to present a defense, gambling that jurors will find that Carroll failed to make a persuasive case.
Reuters' Ryan Chang. President Joe Biden is calling for a fair deal for Hollywood striking writers. He hosted a White House screening Monday of the upcoming streaming series American-Born Chinese to mark Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. The president spoke ahead of the pilot screening before an overflow crowd of hundreds of community leaders, elected officials, and cast members, as well as producers from the show. In his first public comment on the strike, which hits the one-week mark Tuesday, he said he sincerely hopes the writer's strike in Hollywood gets resolved and the writers are given a fair deal they deserve as soon as possible. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.